Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Everyone Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined as always by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Pete Donaldson. Pete, how the devil are you doing? What's going down?
Oh, loads of stuff. Up, down, left, right. I'm the Konami code, mate. A, B, whatever.
very good.
I'm just getting through bits and bobs. My partner has gone away for a week, so I am very much rolling around the house like Risky Business Tom Cruise. And was it Tom Cruise in Risky Business where he slides around the house?
Yes.
I think that was the reference. These references, honestly, I don't watch a lot of films, and I've certainly not watched that many 80s films, but Risky Business is very much in my vernacular, very much in my oeuvre.
I've never even seen Risky Business, but it's been parodied so much that I know the exact scene where he, like, skids in. I'm picturing more like a Home Alone scenario with you, where you're going to, like, rig up the house with lots of booby traps so Joe Pesci can't break in and steal things.
That's me just making booby traps on myself by doing bad DIY. A lot of the lights just flash on and off randomly. I've got LED lights. I don't know what happened, but they just turn off sometimes. I put new dimmers in there, and I wire them up all right. I'm sure I did. But, they sometimes turn off.
Don't be an electrician anytime soon, Pete. Pete's dodgy electric. Where did you buy them from? They sound phenomenally cheap and dodgy.
What, dimmers? No, it's just dimmer switches. They're expensive, like 40, 50 quid, because you've got to get special... If you're in an old house and they've installed dimmer switches, but now LEDs have come in and you put LEDs everywhere, the old dimmers can't handle the lower voltages of the LED lights. So there you go.
Bit of electronics knowledge there for you viewers, but also, even better than Pete's brand new dimmer switches, I'm going to be back in the UK with my new haircut next week. Woo! In 1 week's time. Can't believe
it. The prodigal son returns with new hair.
Let's not get too excited. With my new hair, I'm going to take the country by storm. It's going to be very anticlimactic just arriving. I wish there was like a party, but it won't. I'll come out. There'll be like a man there who's telling me to hurry up and just get out of the airport. I'll have to shuffle out really fast. I'll probably get a sausage roll from Greg's, and that'll be it. Job done. But like, it'll be going from like night and day, because I'll be going from Narita Airport, I think, or Haneda, and you know, Japanese airports are kind of empty at the moment. The international terminal ones, anyway, are still kind of like just abandoned. And then I'll be arriving in London, and you know, from what it sounds like, it's just normal there. It's just kind of normal airport, right? You've been passing through the airports. They just feel like
Heathrow, normal. I was at Luton Airport last weekend, and that was phenomenally busy, as it always is. And Heathrow's very, very busy as well. I took a part of the airport yesterday. Yeah, it's all as it was, really. But obviously the eastern boards, the Koreas, the Chinas, the China flights don't really exist. I was kind of interested to sort of see, because you know you were concerned about the fact that you were going to have to fly for like 19 hours and change in different places.
Yeah.
If you choose a Japanese carrier, is that the case? Can they fly over Russia?
No, they can't.
So you're having to sort of wait somewhere and change and go somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm going to change somewhere. I think it's Hamburg, maybe, or somewhere in Germany. But like,
right, okay.
Yeah, you can't fly over over Russia. There's a few airlines that do. I'm not sure if Korean Airlines
are still, do. Yeah, check that out. Yeah, not Air Koryo. Is Air Koryo is the northern.
No, it's Korean Airlines. Yeah,
Korean Airlines. Yeah, they're allowed to fly over. I think anyone who's sort of, I think he sort of imposed a no fly on people. It was just a tit for tat, really, because obviously,
tit for tat.
A lot of the West sort of stopped them from flying there. So yeah, it's a big old country, Russia, isn't it? You kind of forget. You do forget.
Well, I mean, it's taken the flight time from like 11 hours to, I think, 15 or 16. It sucks. Like, right. I hate flying. The flight time between, because I've done the flight route quite a few times now, travelling between Japan and the UK actually doesn't feel that long. Like, it's quite bearable. Now I've got to go over, like, China, Mongolia, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, to Kyrgyzstan, everything with Stan in, and then over Georgia, and then I've got to sort of skirt around the south of the, is it the Caspian Sea or the Black Sea, and then up through Turkey. So I'm going to go over like every country ever in Asia. It's going to be a real adventure, but I'll probably be hopefully asleep for it. I'm going to take lots of drugs. I'm going to sleep.
Take lots of drugs and go to sleep. Because I've weirdly done the. Are you flying with? Is it KLM, the Dutch carrier, or a code share on that? Because I have done the Frankfurt. I've changed in Frankfurt before. I've changed in Amsterdam, I want to say, and also I've flown from Charles de Gaulle as well. So like I've done that route because I get a really really cheap business class flight. So I've done that route before simply because of that.
Life so hacks, Dawson.
It's not too bad because you can get off, have a cup of tea. Think about leaving the house. No, have a cup of tea at Frankfurt or whatever, and just sort of get back on the time a little bit, and then it's only like a couple of hours or an hour and 20 to get to where you need to be.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be fine. You'll probably fly to City Airport.
I'll be doing the whole thing on a private jet, but I'm born in Japan. Is airline. About like 5% of the way to getting to that point. Who knows? Never rule it out one day. But I'm kind of dreading the flight, but looking forward to coming home and seeing the UK and seeing
Chris,
what's going on there.
Your entire life is just editing, and sitting in your little room having a little cry and eating chicken. So I think that 13, 15 hours off where you can't do fuck all is a boon. Enjoy it. Watch some films. Chill out. Have a Bloody Mary.
I wish I could. I think I'll probably be editing Journey Across Japan, to be honest. Or I say I will. I'll sit there and have my Bloody Mary. Penis. Who likes a Bloody Mary? Who drinks
like
tomato
Mary.
Juice?
It's
what's
the
wrong
perfect
with you?
Boozy drink for a plane because it is nourishing. It is kind of
is
good
it?
For you. It's got some. It's like drinking hot ragu if you put enough Tabasco in there. And it's kind of rehydrating because obviously vodka does you in that way. I had I came home from where did I come home from? I was in Milan over the weekend. I had a lovely time.
Of course you were. Bastard.
See,
well, he's not in the Bahamas
flying.
Or Italy. Unbelievable. What were you doing in Milan?
I was in Paris. I was in Paris the week before, and I was in Milan this weekend. Just seeing some mates really. I think. I was the only one who came back unscathed, really, because my one mate fell over and broke his wrist, and he's going to need an operation.
Oh, God, shit.
One fella got COVID, and the other fella got... and another fella came home to find out that he'd had his identity stolen, and someone had stolen... had got a credit card out to the tune of £3,000. So I am waiting for... Maybe these things come in threes. Maybe I'm due a fall. I don't know.
Bloody
yet.
Hell. Did his identity get stolen in Milan? While there?
No, I think that was very much. Someone gained access to his personal mailbox at home and sent a few cards his way. Interesting how they do it, though, isn't it?
I've got to do one thing before I go back to the UK. I've got to redo my driver's licence in Japan. Right, when you get a driver's licence in the UK, you've got a driver's licence and you live happily ever after. But in Japan, every like 3 years, you have to go in, redo the whole thing, and then you have to sit through like a 2-hour seminar and watch some really shite video from like the 1960s, like why not to crash a car? And it's like, wear your seatbelt, drive slowly. Honestly, and it's just it's endless.
The thing about, we talk about like the Japanese like living long, fruitful lives because like they're really healthy and stuff. They've got to live those lives because they just waste so much time filling in forms and doing shit like that.
It's true. It's true. And then they crash anyway because everyone's 95 years old. Like, we've talked about it before, right? Like how, while it's a pretty safe country for driving, like because the population's so old, there are a lot of accidents. And I've nearly died at the hands of an elderly driver at least 3 times in the last 5 years. So they should be the ones in there, not me. I can drive perfectly well. Thank you. Send in the elderly. Make them do the test again. Get them driving around in circles, not me. So I've got to do that, and that sucks. And I'm annoyed about that. Other than that, I'm very happy. As I always am. We've got a story this week.
You sound bloody miserable this week.
I'm the happiest boy. I'm so happy. We've got a story here from Dominic from Deutschland. He says, hi, catastrophic Chris and prophetic. Prophetic, not pathetic, Pete. My name is Dominic. I'm a British tattoo artist who's currently living in Germany. In 2019, myself and my friend Vishal had 3 weeks of escapades around Honshu, Japan. I'd planned 2 guided tours before arriving, because they seem like a fun time. One being a tour of a hidden path up the back of the Fushimi Inari shrines in Kyoto, and the other being a bar-hopping tour on Halloween night in Osaka. On the first tour, which ended up being a treacherous hike up a mountain, my friend got chatting to our guide, who confessed he was having an extremely hard time finding love. What? He showed my friend a variety of dating apps in which he had no luck whatsoever. Jumped to Halloween night in Osaka, 8 p.m. We imagine ourselves meeting with the big group ready for a night of bar hopping and having a great time. We arrive and find it will be just the two of us and our tour guide.
Oh no.
As we get chatting to our tour guide, let's call him Tucker, he also expressed his difficulty in speaking to women, despite being a good-looking Japanese man. I asked Taka a few personal questions, and it seems it's the fear of failure that's holding him back. I then proceed to give him a TED talk in how to approach women. He took our phone numbers and said that maybe later he would invite us to a club that he was going to with some of his friends. We take off into the night and proceed to regretfully fall asleep. Next morning at 9 a.m, we wake up to see many notifications on our phones. It seems at 12 a.m. we had been called multiple times and we didn't wake up. We then check our messages. Tucker had sent us a message that read along the lines of, thank you so much, your advice really did work. I met 2 French girls at the club. It went very well. Winky smiley face. I still feel a grand sense of achievement to this day, but I'm baffled. Was it just a coincidence that both our tour guides had the same problem? Or do you think the tour company only hires men who are terrible with women? Or is this just a problem deep-rooted in Japanese society? Where do you think it stems from? All the best, guys. Dominic from Deutschland, or in Deutschland. I don't know. Maybe it's just... Tour guides are usually quite sociable, good people in Japan, right? They need to be to get the job done. So I think it was just luck, bad luck or good luck, however way you spin it. What do you reckon, Pete?
I mean, I can't believe you kind of sacked off the tour guide who was going to take you to a nightclub and just went to bed for a bit. Just had a little snooze. But while you slept, so many magical romantic things were happening. It's incredible.
I wonder if Dominic and Vishal had gone, would Tucker have hit the gold mine? Would he have met 2 French girls at the club?
Exactly.
Was he making it up?
Distracted them. Yeah, maybe the tour guide was just sort of going, I've struck out here. I've had a terrible time.
I mean, I want to know what this TED talk was in how to approach women. What would you do?
Yeah,
Pete? How would you approach a woman?
What's your secret, fella? Just hey, because you're approaching French people, I suppose, aren't you? You got to talk about the things they like.
What do
rioting,
French people like?
trucker blockheads and delicious food.
very good. If you listen to this, Dominic, send up a follow-up email and let us know what this advice was, what this TED Talk knowledge was, because I'm keen to know. But well done.
What we need. We
need it. You made a tour guide a very happy man. But what is the news this week, Mr. Dawson? What's going on in Japan? What you got?
It's a big one. It's a big one, Chris. A Japanese woman has received some beef croquettes after waiting 9 years for the beef croquettes, Chris.
Beef croquettes?
Yeah.
Like the potato so, things? Potato
yeah,
stuff with
yeah,
beef.
Like potato. Yeah, they're kind of like, is it tater tots? They're kind of like, tater tots are just potato, aren't they? But like, croquettes, yeah. Just, you know, it's like a little...
breaded potato.
Like a, yeah, it's like shredded potato mixed in with some kind of cheese or chicken or beef, whatever.
Did you say 9 years, though? Nine years.
For, there's been basically a backlog for something called Kiwami croquettes. Hyogo, the prefecture where Kobe is located, is pretty famous for its beef, and Asahiya is a very special place inside Kobe. And basically, there's a butcher shop that was founded back in 1926, is especially adored for these special beef croquettes. And you got to put yourself on a big waiting list for these beef croquettes. Now, like a lot of food in Japan, they don't really get the supply and demand thing. They don't seem to think the supply part is important, even when there's a massive demand. Nobody, I can't imagine how many billionaires could have been made in Japan. But they're just like, no, we want this to be exclusive.
We need 10
croquettes.
We want
to be arseholes about it. We want to put our potato and beef croquettes. And this woman basically... put her name on the list, put an order in for croquettes with a 7.5 year wait. That was back in 2013. But she's actually been waiting for 9 years. She moved from her hometown to Tokyo. She's been married twice since she ordered the beef croquettes. and now she's she's got her beef croquettes. The minimum order size for the croquettes is 5 pieces, but she actually ordered a few more. She paid $22 for 5 croquettes. So you can buy. So the minimum you're going to pay is $22 for 5 croquettes, and it's Kobe beef, and it's very very nice and stuff. But I mean, I'm hoping that they were cooked fresh. And went straight to her. And she hasn't actually been waiting for really, really old croquettes that have been in the freezer. But, an astonishing story. That woman really wanted her croquettes, and I hope her and her new husband...
bloody hell.
Enjoy them.
And there's a waiting time. I just read there's a waiting time, right, for these croquettes for 30 years now. So if you want to get
30 years now.
Probably,
so if you ordered them now, you wouldn't get them until 2052.
They would just be. They would just arrive and be placed on my coffin before I get like, hoisted underground.
Yeah, they just go, Pete, you can't eat these. You know why? Because we've taken all your veins out because we're furred up with fat. You can't have them. Oh,
I mean, that is just mind-boggling. It ordered in 2013. That was like 1 year after I'd been in Japan. The day she ordered them was like the day I climbed Mount Fuji, which to me feels like a lifetime ago. You just forget you ordered it, surely. Unless you had it like on your calendar every year, you like waited one more year, but like you'd forget, and then one day a box would arrive with some potato croquettes. Nothing about this is normal. Nothing about this makes sense. Why does it take so long? Did it explain? Like, do you know why it took so long?
No, I mean it's just kind of like they basically are a bit arsey about it, they just don't want people to have their croquettes quickly. I do believe.
Apparently they're only by mail. That you can only get these croquettes by mail order, so you can't line up in front of the shop. Thank God, 9 year wait, and they make batches of 200 each day, and then they get dispatched around Kobe. So they must be good. They must be good. I'm tempted to try it myself. I do love a good potato croquette. You can get them at Family Mart, and they're pretty good there. And you don't have to wait 9 years.
No.
So it's just. People love that sort of that idea of limited amounts here. You make fun of the old supply and demand of Japan, which makes it's ridiculous.
They could open up that envelope a little bit to sort of give us a bit, just a bit more. Just have
5 years
more for crying out loud.
5 years would be reasonable at this point. But yeah, they love that sort of exclusivity, don't they? They have the a really big deal in Japan. Like we have it. In the UK and whatnot, but like they really take it to extremes here. They love it, the idea of having like a special flavour of crisps for only like one week, and they'll like do it all the time. This is like the most extreme form of that. But if you want to try them, Kiwami Croquettes, Kiwami. I've never heard of them. I don't know anybody that's had them, but the photos of them do look quite good. The question is, are they worth the wait?
I'm going to find out where the factory is and just break in and start a. That's a much more. It's a croquette.
Well, think
deal.
About it. If he broke in, literally broke in, stole the croquettes, got arrested, went to jail for like 6 years, it's still quicker. You can still taste the Kiwami croquettes quicker than actually waiting legally. I'm not advocating turning into a criminal to get some croquette. I'm just saying it would be quicker, and this is ridiculous. Honestly, we'll be back with the fax machine, guys, and your stories, questions, and comments in just a moment.
I'm really hungry.
I want a croquette.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
And we're back with the fax machine. What do we got this week from our listeners, Mr. Dawson?
We got a message from Nicholas. Hello, Nicholas. Hello, Perennial Pete and Coniferous Pete. Hello, Perennial Pete and Coniferous Chris. My name is Nicholas from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. I listen to your podcast while I'm volunteering at City's Japanese Garden, which is built in honor of Albuquerque's sister city of Sasebo. My question is, what are some of your favorite green spaces that you've come across in your travels across the many prefectures of Japan? All the best, Nicholas.
I mean, all that Nicholas's email, given he's from Albuquerque, it's just reminded me I need to watch the next episode of Better Call Saul. I don't know anything about Albuquerque. I know it's in that really annoying song, The King of Rock and Roll from the 80s.
You know which one I mean. That one.
Hot Dog Jumping Frog. I don't know why that's a British band. I don't know why they're singing about Albuquerque of all places. It's very bizarre.
Silly song.
And also Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. So my image of Albuquerque is a place of like evil and crime, but I'm sure it's lovely. Just like the gardens of Japan. My advice is, Japanese garden. The nearest one to me that I like is by Matsushima Bay. I've forgotten the name of it, but if you look at the 10 things to do in Sendai video I did with Ryotaro, we went to the garden in that video, and I'm going to look it up now while Pete tells you his favourite place in Japan.
I like Ikomono Garden, Yoyogi Park, baby, because people drink one cup sake in the dark at night.
That they do. I was actually in Shinjuku Park with Connor yesterday. It was very romantic.
Oh, that's quite an interesting little park, isn't it? That's the one that where that man let all the English people in because he was scared of speaking English.
It is, yes. Yeah. That was. I love that story. Well, a Japanese guy working at Shinjuku Park was so scared by foreigners that he didn't charge them the 500 yen entry fee. And they reckon that he lost the park something insane, like $100,000 of revenue. Unfortunately, he wasn't there. I did have to pay my 500 yen. It was a costly affair. But Shinjuku Park is stunning. Like, it's a bit more curated than Yoyogi Park, which you can go in for free. Yoyogi Park's more dynamic. There's, like, kids dancing around and doing backflips and rolling around on the floor.
Spotless. Shinjuku Park. Because it's like...
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's like people go there for the hanami and stuff. Is there still blossoms on the trees, etc.?
Oh, they've long since gone.
Gone. But the nice thing about Shinjuku Park is you can see that shitty piece of crap tower that's a copy of the Empire State, where they just went, let's just do the Empire State, shall we?
Brilliant. Docomo Tower. We actually had it in the back. Connor and I filmed a video opening in the park, and we had that in the background in between us that we shot yesterday, so you can check that out. Shinjuku Park's really nice. I prefer it to Yoyogi Park as well.
Me too.
And the place I'm talking about, if you ever come up to Sendai or around this neck of the woods, there's a place called the Ensuin Temple. And it's got a really nice curated Kyoto-style garden. Highly recommend that. As for Kyoto, where's good? Ryuanji, the rock garden, kind of nice there. Go there. That's good. Got one here from Grant. Grant says, hello, Candid Chris. And Perky Pete, I'm Grant from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I plan on trying to take my first trip to Japan next year and plan to spend 2 weeks exploring some of the more remote and out-of-the-way places in Hokkaido. While I noticed it's possible to get trains out to this area, they are fairly infrequent. My question is, are they reliable, and should I put my trip's fate in the hands of smaller railways? What do you think about the best way to explore Hokkaido is for you guys, for American listeners, considering some of us may be hesitant to get an international license due to the fact that you drive on the opposite side of the road? Have a great podcast. All the best, guys. Grant from Pennsylvania. Yeah, I didn't think about that, how if you're from America, you drive on the wrong side of the road, because definitely the wrong side. So it would be a little bit more daunting. But what I will say is Hokkaido is the perfect road trip prefecture. Like, if you're going to have a road trip anywhere in Japan, it's got to be Hokkaido. There are trains. It is pretty well connected, and they are very reliable, but they are quite infrequent, and they don't go to a lot of the cool places that you'll probably want to go. So I would say 100% try and get an international driver's license. Don't worry. I think you'll find after a day or two, it's not as terrifying as you think driving on the other side of the road. Have you ever done it, Pete? Have you ever driven on the other side of the road, given you've only started driving about a year ago now?
Deliberately or non-deliberately?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. No, I never have. And to be honest, when I was over in Europe over the weekend, I was like, I don't want to drive on the other side of the road. It's confusing. I could probably do it in America, I think, because not in cities. Like, across interstates and stuff, it just seems a bit like, obviously, you're not driving on any side of the road, really. But it seems a bit more manageable. You've got a bit more room. But in Europe, you're just like, there's so many cars going round. They're going really quick. There isn't any lanes.
I mean, I remember I was in France and I drove around there for a few weeks. Then I came back to the UK and I was driving down the road at night and there was loads of people outside this pub having a drink. And all of a sudden they started like drunkenly waving at me and doing all these hand gestures. And I was like, fuck you. And I remember like, you know, I put my finger up at them and like waved at them angrily. And then I realised I was on the wrong side of the road and I had been for like 5 minutes. And luckily it was like 11 p.m. and there was no one around. But I was like, oh shit, not only have I driven on the wrong side of the road, I've insulted and terrorised the kindly pub folk.
I've done that a few times where I've been driving down the wrong side of the road, or I've been driving the wrong way up a one-way street, and someone's been waving at me. I'm like, fucking waving at me, fucking. What are you waving your arms about? Same with when I had my entire car boot up, like just open, and a woman was trying to do the international single for your car boots open by just doing like a big shark's fin wave. I couldn't figure out what she was doing. I was like, what do you mean? What do you bloody mean?
But, you know, I still think, despite the horrors that Pete and I have just listed off and all the things that could go wrong, I still think it's worth getting an international driver's license to drive around Hokkaido. As I'm coming back next week. Do you want me to bring you anything, Pete? I didn't ask last time. Like, do you want me to bring you anything? Don't make me bring you a bloody rice cooker or something stupid, like demand.
I'm just saying that there are. It's just. How long could a freezer bag keep a particular item cold?
Not long enough. Not on a 15-hour flight.
What do you bloody call it? Coolish just started doing collaborations with some kind of like not dessert. It's kind of like a croissant covered ball of Coolish, which I'm fascinated by. Maybe right, Chris, you could find one of those Mitsuya cider Coolishes, and then I could just refreeze that because there's no cream in it, so it won't spoil. It'll just be like a kind of it's like a sorbet, isn't it? Find me one of those sorbet Coolishes. The non-cream ones. Get it in a bag. I'm there. And I can enjoy at least the image of me eating a Coolish at the podcast festival.
It would almost be worth it just to see the look on the security man's face when they're like, sorry, can we look at your bag again? Why the fuck is there
a massive Coolish in there? What are those Stormers? It's like a bag that obviously people who have their stomach removed, they have like a special bag to either administer food or take out food, obviously. She says that. just put a little straw connecting to your little belly button and go, it's one of them.
with a Coolish design on. It's going to raise a few eyebrows.
Yeah,
Is there anything I could conceivably bring back and sell and make money?
Oh, like good the podcast. What do we event? Need at the moment? Petrol? North Sea gas? Got any of that kicking around?
I can see what I can do. I don't know what I've got. I've got to get something though. I always bring back Kit Kats, but I want to think outside the box. I want to do something good
outside
this time.
The Kit Kat box. Well, look,
Tenga.
By the time people hear this, they will you'll still have a couple of days to hunt and gather. So why don't people get in touch? Brunchmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Good thinking.
And we'll have a look.
Good thinking. See, I'll do one of those videos. What can I buy for 10,000 yen at Don Quixote? Let's find out. I'll do that. Content ideas. Keep the stories, questions, comments coming in, guys, to abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back later in the week before I go back to the UK. One more time, right back here on the Abroad Japan Podcast. Hope to see you then. But for now, guys, have a great week. And just take care. Eat all the Coolish. Have fun.
Take care for crying.
Love yourselves. Yeah.
Love yourselves.
Nice, isn't it? End on a nice note.
In Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.